This is Demir Barla, site editor of Search SAP. In the following podcast, moderated by Search SAP careers expert John Reed, we'll ask SAP expert Robert Max for his thoughts on Run SAP. For end users, Run SAP is a post-implementation methodology that could lower your total cost of SAP ownership, reduce the incidence of technical problems, and allow you to better understand and manage your business processes. For consultants, Run SAP is a skill you need to master in order to present a complete value proposition to your client. So let's turn it over to John Reed to find out more. John?
Okay. Thanks, Demir. Welcome to this podcast interview with our special guest, Robert Max, a SUG evangelist and a key force behind the Run SAP methodology and solution manager content development within ASUG. We're here with Robert to make sense of how Run SAP and Solution Manager are changing the types of skills SAP products are looking for. We're also hoping to tie in the value of Run SAP into the current controversy over SAP's maintenance fee increases, if we can find a way to do that. I'm going to keep my introduction as short as possible to make sure we have time to get into the keys to Run SAP and Solution Manager, and somehow find the connection between these areas and the current maintenance fee uproar. Before we welcome Robert, I'd like to note that in addition to his ongoing speaking and ASUG-related efforts, Robert was formerly the SAP Infrastructure Manager at a flagship SAP customer with more than 70,000 employees. So whether it's a Solution Manager or NetWeaver Voice implementation, Robert has experience with how these new technologies play out under project tested conditions. This podcast is hosted by SearchSAP.com and was made possible by a joint collaboration between SearchSAP, my site, JohnERP.com. With that, Robert, thanks for joining us today.
Happy to be here.
So, Robert, tell us a bit about your background and how you got involved with Run SAP and Solution Manager.
I have been the SAP Infrastructure Manager for a Fortune 500 company, as you mentioned. I was very active, and I have been very active these last 5 years with ASUG, running a program chair for the Business Integration Technology Infrastructure Group, for the Systems Management SIG, and also chair of their Solution Manager community. 2 years ago, SAP introduced what they called end-to-end solution operations, a set of practices, certifications, methodology on how you should run your operations, how you should run your SAP solution. It's got content, it's got training, certification, and of course, Solution Manager is the fundamental tool. This overarching thing is now called Run SAP. Two words, Run SAP. So that is the methodology that SAP formally introduced at the beginning of this year at Sapphire for how you as a SAP solution operations provider should run your operations.
Yeah, and so basically, there up until this point in the marketplace, there has never been an umbrella sort of approach to what to do after the initial go-live, right? This is the first time that's ever really been clearly defined?
It has been really clearly defined and developed a lot further than it used to be. In the old days, there's always been system management practices and techniques. Today, they have delivered a Run SAP roadmap. It's got the assessment and scoping phase, designing, setting up your operations, handover into production, how you then continue to run with operations and optimization. SAP has fully defined and it continues to refine how you should run your complex SAP solution.
Robert, this is one of the more challenging podcasts I've ever done from a conceptual standpoint. Not only do we have the task of understanding the impact of Run SAP and Solution Manager, but our goal is to tie it in a little bit to the current SAP maintenance fee increase, brouhaha, I guess you could call it. You and I were talking offline about this, and we both wanted to acknowledge the dissatisfaction many SAP customers are feeling about the increase, but we also had an idea for how we could look at this situation as an opportunity for SAP customers and SAP itself to collaborate together and create something of deeper value. And in a case of exceptional value, a higher fee increase would not be nearly as much of an issue. Can you tell us why, first of all, SAP customers are unhappy about this fee increase? And then can you maybe take a shot at our idea for how Run SAP and Solution Manager and end-to-end process optimization could get SAP and its customers maybe back on the same page?
Absolutely. Let's start with the basics. For those who are not familiar with their company's maintenance agreement with SAP, maintenance starts at 17%, so you have an annual 17% maintenance bill. SAP has a target of raising that to 22%. What is the value? Why is it suddenly costing us so much more for our maintenance from SAP? And the answer, and very quickly, is SAP solutions are more complex than ever, harder and harder to run than they've ever been before. SAP has to step up to the plate as you, the customer, in order to run such a complex solution. There's a correlation between how well your company manages their SAP solution and the cost of operations. So where do we get the money to pay this additional maintenance, and where do we take it from? Where do we get the additional value? And I think that SAP has done an admirable job of helping us understand what they're going to provide us for this increased cost. Do you want to hear more?
Yeah, please.
Well, it used to be, and for those who are familiar with the maintenance agreements, SAP would charge you more if you ran your solutions worse. That's not a very good way of phrasing it, but essentially, if your version of SAP was older, your maintenance agreement was not 17%, it went up because it took more resources from SAP to support you because you had an old version of R3. Conversely, there is a maintenance clause in your contract that says if you generate an unusually high number of service messages, you're doing a poor job of solution operations, and they can impose an increase on your maintenance right there and then. There's rules. You can go through an audit of your service desk, your solution, your customer competency center, and you can then be assured that they will not increase your maintenance based on poor performance. You are running as well. Well, let's take this further. They now need to give you the tools and support because your solution has become more complex and more expensive. And their method of doing this, their delivery, is through their Solution Manager product, Run SAP, and their end-to-end solution operations set of practices and standards.
And this is called SAP Enterprise Support. Is that correct, this new 22% package?
Yes, SAP has done a great job of confusing us with titles. So there is their maintenance, there is their premium maintenance, and there was their max attention. Today, it's called enterprise maintenance. In return, they've also delivered a new version of Solution Manager called Solution Manager Enterprise Edition. An interesting component of this new version of Solution Manager is the Solution Documentation Assistant product. It's inside there. They've also given you increased visibility into your interfaces. So what is the result? If you're actively using Solution Manager and you are actively documenting your solution within Solution Manager, both you and your SAP support resources have better visibility into your solution. If there's a problem, they can identify the root cause analysis process. They can go through the incident management process much faster and get you up and running. In return, their costs are going up in order to provide these additional tools.
So if we can get better visibility into how to manage our environment from end to end, the cost savings from that, we're hoping, is potentially going to offset any increases in maintenance costs anyway. That's the vision, right?
Absolutely. If your internal staff is at the same level they were 4 years ago and your solution complexity has increased, then it falls upon you as the customer to demand a higher level of support from SAP. And, yes, they will charge you for it, but you should take advantage of it.
Great. Now that we've set the table for how these different components might create a new kind of value proposition for SAP customers, let's take a closer look at these aspects, starting with Run SAP. Tell us a little more about Run SAP and why, to you, Run SAP isn't just hype. What does it mean to companies and consultants?
Run SAP, as I said, is best practices content certification. It's important that companies who put so much energy and focus into going live with SAP also put focus into effectively running their solution after go live. That's when you can leverage the value of your investment. So, run SAP. An easy way to describe run, we've already talked about the content of run SAP. You know, SAP has a 4-week run SAP bootcamp. And I'll tell you, the people who go to that bootcamp, if they didn't start studying those topics in advance, they will be very challenged to achieve the multiple end-to-end solution operations certifications that are required in this 4-week bootcamp. There's things like implementing the service desk, implementing change and request management, known as CHARM. There's business process integration automation management. There's defining and meeting service level agreements. There's end-to-end root cause analysis. All of these topics, there's a lot of content, a lot of depth, a lot of complexity to these topics. These topics need people who understand these topics and can deliver this content to the organization so they can effectively run their operations.
And then we look at Solution Manager, which is also a pretty hot topic in the SA community. Obviously, Solution Manager has become instrumental for many SAP operations, including upgrades, enterprise SOA projects, as well as change management. Solution Manager is also central to run SAP, and Robert, I wanted to get you to explain a little more about why that is, and maybe also help us understand the love-hate dynamic SAP customers sort of feel about Solution Manager. Is it true that some companies resist it because they feel like it's a tool that's been forced upon them, and how do we get over that reaction of having it imposed upon a site and realize that we can really leverage this tool for our own purposes?
In my former role as chair of the systems management SIG at the America's SAP Users Group, I got those complaints. Customers complaining that they had to set up a landscape for at least one server running Solution Manager. It was in the contracts. Now, at my shop, we had Solution Manager up and running by 2002, and we were taking advantage of it as basis administrators. SAP in 2003 said as part of their maintenance agreement that you needed to have Solution Manager. It was written in their maintenance agreement. It wasn't a requirement. So they went one step further, and they said that if you want to utilize current SAP products, you need access to Solution Manager's Maintenance Optimizer. Without it, you can't get to Service Marketplace, obtain patches, get your upgrades, get your license keys. So now we are forced to use Solution Manager to have it available. Like any other SAP system, it takes resources. It takes a NetWeaver administrator or a basis administrator to set it up and keep it running. But I will tell you that Solution Manager has grown into a very full-featured product. There's IT service management functionality in there that we would often go to third-party providers like HP and IBM and have to buy their products in order to get that functionality. At a large enterprise, that's feasible. As you get into the smaller and mid-sized businesses, that investment is not feasible. You need to turn to Solution Manager, which is included, and take advantage of its functionality.
And I was reading that SAP is now changing the Solution Manager release versions to match up with the NetWeaver stack. Is that right?
Yes, they have released Solution Manager 7.0. They're currently at the package 15. And every time there's a new package, there's additional functionality. As I said before, this one has Solution Documentation Assistant and increased visibility in some other areas. They continue to improve the product. Evan Stoddard's a North American product manager for Solution Manager, one of them, and he gave an ASUG WebEx. It's still available on the ASUG.com website about the new features available in the latest release. That was only a couple weeks ago. Very interesting reading. At this point, I'd like to emphasize something. I think that this is a tool that every basis administrator should have been exploiting for years. They should have known Solution Manager, and they should have been taking advantage of Solution Manager for these last couple years. But today, anyone involved in the management of their SAP solution will find value in the Solution Manager product. And that leads me to a very important tip. Let me tell you, all of you who work for companies where you have access to service.sap.com, service.sap.com has the online knowledge products, self-paced education. You can learn everything about Solution Manager. There's a tremendous amount of education out there, and it is free. If you wanted to use the online knowledge product to learn more about CRM, there's a cost involved. You'd have to pay SAP. But they have made all the knowledge content, all the learning for Solution Manager, free and available on service.sap.com. Take advantage of it.
That's a great tip. Now, as far as the other piece of this, we've talked a little bit about end-to-end solutions, and it's one of those catchphrases that you can say without fully understanding it, which may be where I currently land. And I wanted to ask you about that and also something else you've mentioned to me about 100% availability, and maybe you can talk about why those things are becoming important.
Well, this is a topic I've been focused on for a couple years now. I've given presentations at the ASUG Annual Conference and at SAP Insider Conferences on continuous availability. If you understand that your SAP solution provides you value, business value, and you are a 24/7 operation, then you need your SAP solution to be available 24/7. Most shops take their system down on a weekly basis for several hours, anywhere from 3 to 7 or 8. In our operation, we reached the stage where we only took our SAP solution down on a quarterly basis, and that was for major upgrades. Why did we do all this? Why did we put all this work into this? We developed a solution several years ago in our warehouses where the people who loaded the trucks, who broke the pallets apart and loaded the trucks with what they needed to deliver, the cases of product, would walk up with their little badge, run it through a reader. It would print out, the kiosk would print out their next load. So they'd run their badge through the reader on the kiosk. It would print their next load. They'd go do the load, and they'd come back for the next load. All of a sudden, you were paying them on productivity. You were understanding the accuracy and the productivity of each individual loader, and you could incent them with bonuses. So many cases loaded, so much of a bonus. Never had that capability before. Tremendous improvement in productivity. Everybody was happy with the deal. So I'm at our New Orleans facility, and this fellow walks up, and he was so large. He was 6'3". He had muscles everywhere. He had no neck. And he wanted to give me some user feedback. He wanted to know why when he showed up for his Sunday morning shift, the system was not available, and he got paid scale and did not get paid productivity. Well, if you're looking at someone that big, you take that feedback very seriously. We went back, and we worked at it, and we reached that stage where we had availability at the level I described. Because we had a solution, it was adding business value, and it's important that when you have a solution adding business value, that it be available for the business.
Yeah, I think I'd probably want to avoid having individuals like that visit me late at night in my office when my SAP system was down. So I can see why that would be a very motivating factor for you. Before I turn this over to Damir for a couple of questions, I wanted to dig a little further into the skills that it takes to make all this happen, which is always a major focus of my podcast. And as you were talking to me, a light bulb went off in my head a little bit, because for so many years now, I've gotten that feedback from consultants that, you know, keep me off of maintenance mode projects. And I'm starting to see that the new tools and technologies you're describing here have the potential to suddenly make these kinds of projects that are post-original go-live much more intriguing and challenging than they once were. Would you say that's a fair statement?
Absolutely. They like to talk about eSOA readiness. But what you're essentially doing is you're taking your solution and you're exploiting functionality. You're adding additional functionality. There's an example at my company with 200 plus warehouses. They implemented voice recognition picking, which meant that you knew real time how much product was on the shelves in the warehouse. As the forklift driver drove up, he spoke into his headset, and you were actually executing SAP transactions. It was only about a page of programming code, but the deployment and the exploitation and the continual operation of that solution took a lot of people. And those people needed the skills that are defined under end-to-end solutions, end-to-end solution operations. So your organization can take advantage of some real productivity enhancements that they're built upon their R3 solution, their SAP solution. But in turn, they're going to need a cadre of skilled and competent people to keep that solution running. Now, it's your decision as the customer whether you want to hire additional people or you want to find these skills and resources externally. The larger the operation, of course, the more affordable it is. But if you're striving for total cost of ownership to be low and you're a small organization, you need to find someone with a competency in these topics under Run SAP, someone who can run your end-to-end solution operations, who can specialize in some of the topics we've just mentioned briefly.
Yeah, and if you were an SAP consultant and you wanted to be the kind of person that companies call when they're forming that cadre, so to speak, how would you approach this? I know that we talked a bit about the basis solution manager skills match. There's a clear fit there. What other kinds of functional and technical skill sets are useful here, and how can an SAP professional take the next step to be relevant to this growing need for skills in this area?
I'm glad you asked that, because I've always enjoyed the benefit of the career and talent advice that's found in John Reed's, in your particular website and your podcast. So let's talk about that. SAP has defined the certifications that they feel you need to understand. You don't need them, all of them. You need to specialize. Some of them. We talked about end-to-end root cause analysis. A person who can go in and identify why your particular system is throwing Java virtual machine dumps. That's a skill set that's very valuable. And there's not many people who know how to do that. So go to the end-to-end root cause analysis using SAP Solution Manager book from SAP Press. Take a look at that book. Read the contents. You will find there's a lot of content there that you have to master. Perhaps you'd like to focus on the service desk incident and problem management processes. Once again, we've got a topic where Solution Manager has a full CRM-supported service desk that your operations, that your enterprise can run on. But someone needs to know how to configure it and deploy it. I could go on. Business process integration, automation management, defining service level agreements, change in request management, known as CHARM. Lots of areas you can specialize in, that you can gain a competency in, and that are marketable skills.
And you said that we are at the point now where you feel that Solution Manager has a skills relevance for just about any SAP consultant at this point, no matter what their focus is?
Definitely. I would encourage anyone in the application management field to take a look at Solution Manager, and you will probably find a component of it that's relevant and of interest.
Makes a lot of sense. All right, well, I think we've reached the point of the podcast where I'd like to turn it over to site editor, searchsap.com, Demir Barlas, and see what he has to ask you, Robert.
Sure, that sounds good. Thanks so much, John. I'd like to ask a question about the SAP customers who don't need support that frequently, who don't report having to to use SAP support. For those folks, what exactly is the case for Solution Manager? They may say, look, we don't really have that many, that much contact anyway with support, and there's Solution Manager. What's it doing for me? Because, hey, I don't really need support that much anyway.
That's true. And you might feel put upon that you have to have a server available running Solution Manager. Look at a third party. Find a way that you can receive these services from a third party. Hopefully that third party has certified staff. They are competent. They have people who have specialized in a lot of the different things. You, as a customer of SAP, may have a very quiet, smoothly running implementation. You want to leverage outside providers to do what you don't need to specialize in, what you don't need to excel in. Excel in what you need to excel in. Find someone else to do what you don't excel in.
Mm-hmm. That's fair enough. In terms of strategy, I think it's been sort of talked about a little bit, but I'd like to really bring this out. What can be done with Solution Manager that's truly strategic? And I'd like to point this at people who are thinking of going beyond just management and maintenance, right? I mean, can you take Solution Manager and do something really strategic with it? And if so, what would those kinds of initiatives be?
At the firm I worked at, one of the areas that was a tremendous impact was Solution Manager was our window into the business processes. So you will find Solution Manager presentations at SAP Insider conferences on business process. What happens is you have now documented your solution and you're monitoring your solution. By measuring the velocity and pace of the transactions flowing through the system, you have insight into how your business processes are running. And once you have insight into how your business processes are running, you can adjust them for greater productivity and optimization.
Mm-hmm. In terms of competitive differentiation, is this something that's is there something comparable from Oracle or any other vendors out in the marketplace, or do you think that this is really a differentiator right now for SAP?
I'm very impressed with the product. I've been impressed with the product for years, and I think it is a definite value differentiator because it's given us feedback on how our solutions are running, and it gives SAP insight into how our solutions are running and how better to support us.
Mm-hmm. And just finally, in terms of consultants who feel that there's already a lot to learn, obviously, and you have to run around to keep up with all of these new developments, can you genuinely state that everyone does have to know this in some form or another? I mean, for those people who might be skeptical or just, exhausted of learning new skills and keeping up, what would you say to those folks?
There's always a learning exhaustion. But then, of course, you could record podcasts and listen to them while you're in the car or while you're running or whatever. But it's important to stay current. Now, I made the statement that our SAP solutions are getting more and more complex, more and more moving parts, more and more value inside them. If you're at a stable shop where everything is running fine, then I suppose you can ignore a lot of this content. But it's the basics of the value of best practices. When you walk into a dentist's office, you expect a process. From booking your appointment to the receptionist at the door who gathers your data, to the technician and the dentist, everyone has a set of well-defined practices and processes. They don't try and reinvent the wheel. They don't try and treat you differently than the person before you in terms of, with you, we won't find out if you have insurance, or with you, we won't use anesthesia. We'll just go in for it. You expect consistent best practices to be implemented to run your operations the best way they can be.
Fair enough. Excellent. That's it for me. So back over to you, John.
Yeah, Robert, we're reaching the end of this round of our discussions. Perhaps we will be able to revisit it down the line. Are there any topics that we have yet to cover on today that you think are important for our listeners to hear?
Well, we've certainly, to wrap up, covered Run SAP, end-to-end solution operations, and solution manager. And I encourage you to get out there and look at the web, look at Search SAP. You'll find out more information. I'd also like to do a shameless endorsement of the America's SAP Users Group. I've been an active volunteer there for 5 years, currently an ASUG evangelist. I want to encourage your audience, attend your local chapter meetings, enroll in the special interest groups that are relevant to what they do. You have access to education on SAP technology. You have a vehicle to influence SAP. Our solution manager community has an influence council for solution manager. And most importantly, an opportunity to network with your peers and learn from their experience.
Well put. And will we be seeing you at some upcoming SAP shows, perhaps speaking?
We have an upcoming fall focus event, and I am one of the speakers at that. And I'm also had the opportunity to be a presenter at an SAP Insider Conference on Business Process Management. I'm looking forward to it, and I hope to see many of your audience at TechEd.
Well, great. I definitely look forward to seeing you at TechEd myself. And one thing I can say about our discussion today is that you made me want to learn more about Solution Manager, so you did your job there.
Thank you very much.
So thanks a lot for taking the time to help us clarify some of these important issues, and we'll definitely check back in with you and find out how things are going down the road. On that note, I'd like to thank our listeners for joining us today for this podcast interview on Run SAP and Solution Manager. This podcast was a joint venture between Search SAP and my site, johnerp.com, bringing you career answers for SAP professionals. And with that, I'd like to turn it back to our host, Damir Barlas of SearchSAP.com.
This is Damir Barlas, site editor of Search SAP. We hope that this introduction to the Run SAP methodology will help those of you with complex SAP implementations to lower your cost of ownership and get a better handle on your business processes. Expect Search SAP to revisit the Run SAP value proposition in time for SAP TechEd this September. See you in Las Vegas!